a show. I am your host, Sam Nicholson. Yes, I am. That is my real name. And I am not one of these note creatures, as I introduced last week. Note being an acronym for not of this earth creatures. They're here, yes. They're hiding under the ground. They're hiding under the water. They're hiding behind secret military bases. Let's face it. And believe me, I don't believe any of us are that scared about the situation, but it's a reality. Talking about realities, I'm sure I'm from New York, and I'm sure you all heard the sad news. Another person went on a rampage of killing. And this needs to be talked about, because one of the things he happened to confess to the cops already was he was hearing voices. Oh, my God. This keeps repeating itself, this story. It was only a couple years ago. Oh, this guy was in the Navy, too. And remember a couple years ago, another guy in the Navy went to a place where there were Navy people, and he killed 12 people. And he complained about hearing voices months before the event happened. Nobody paid any attention to it. He also complained about being microwaved by the government. Nobody listened. Then he goes out and kills 12 people. Well, here we have another guy talks about hearing voices, and he just mows down people for no other logical reason, and even that is an illogical reason, but it adds up. When we come across situations where people are hearing voices, we need to take this seriously and understand that this is mind control. And both of these guys were in the Navy. Well, isn't that coincidental? And we know the Navy is connected with all kinds of secret projects. Sure, we love our Navy. We love the American military. But hidden within, this is a serious situation we need to talk about and face reality here. Let's have a real conversation. Hidden within all the agencies of the U.S. government and other governments around the world, too, are the global control freaks. Or they think of themselves as world saviors, probably. I don't care what they think of it. But they're hidden like cockroaches in a wall. And we need to face up this reality. You know, I've talked to people on secret projects myself, and they clearly said, you can't get these. There they are. And you could possibly try to catch them, but they'll just run away, hide their operations somewhere else because they are embedded in the wall that deep, like cockroaches in an infested building, and they are everywhere hidden. And they have so many overlaps of cover, it's impossible to smoke them out. The only thing we can do is possibly reason with them and get them to understand that they are not serving the human race. They are serving the note creatures, not of this earth creatures. Because if you ever watch science fiction, just about every science fiction movie is telling the same story. The aliens want to take over our world because we have a beautiful place here. We have so much water. We have so many minerals and things like that. And so we shouldn't be surprised that there's alien creatures coming here looking to take over our world. And we need to understand that they are so sneaky, and they are all experts of mind control. And that's how they get us to kill each other and keep the wars going. It's all done with mind control. And they approach all the people with the money to destroy this world one way or another, and they get them addicted to greed through mind control. And one thing leads to another, and here we are. And it was just proven again in New York City. Some poor soul who was brainwashed and mind controlled went out and hit 22 people, end up killing one. And the only way this is going to stop is when we start getting serious and make an attempt to stop these mind control groups. Be because they can trick anybody into doing anything unless you're a very strong-willed person. This is a reality we need to face. And this is why I'm bringing, this is one of the reasons I'm using this radio show. Because I have an intention to use this radio show to start addressing these serious problems. And the biggest national security problems we have now, we have no protection from an EMP attack. Chemtrails are poisoning everybody, including these people who will consider themselves elite world controllers. I mean, it's insanity. And we have to start addressing these problems. And I believe, I've said it before on other shows, and I'm saying it again tonight, because we have to start somewhere, and the chemtrail watch is the best thing, I think, should be the first way to start approaching this. Stopping the people with the mind control machines is a harder thing to do. But stopping the chemtrail spraying of poisons on us, I believe, is the first step we should take. Because we can do it with Twitter. It has to do with as many people as possible tweeting the President of the United States, whom we know is a Twitter person. That way we can bypass all the red tape, all the roadblocks that the world controllers that have infested our government will put up to try to stop us. But because we have the internet, they can't really stop us from tweeting the president. Stop spraying the poison on us. It's a great plan, but it needs participation. So if you're hearing my voice, please tell your friends. Anyone who's young and loves using their cell phone, take pictures of the chemtrails. They're up there. Go look on the internet and find out it's poison. It's been proven. They're spraying poisons on us. It's not only killing people, it's killing plants, it's killing trees, it's contaminating the water. It's just bad, bad, bad. And, you know, use your imagination. Here's an opportunity to everyone to be part of a citizens' government where we will have our voice heard, whether they whom have the authority like it or not. And I'm trying to inspire people here. This name of the show is called Connect the Dots. You know, you can connect the dots for yourself on these things, just starting to doing a little investigation of your own. And start participating in what I'm suggesting. I mean, create your own chemtrail logo, chemtrail posters, because you're posting pictures, chemtrail club, because you want to be part of a club, chemtrail cartoons, that's an important way to get the message out. Someone should start a new magazine called Chemtrail Comic, so the young kids can understand that poison is being sprayed on us. And the people behind, the creatures behind this, it's the note creatures, not of this earth creatures. Well, sure, they love this because they don't like humans except for slave labor. They have no qualms about killing millions and millions and even billions of people. This is on the menu. This is the agenda that's been set for the human race. This is a national security issue, and we need to start taking action as individuals by at least calling attention to the reality that's been proven to be harmful to us. Because we all should realize by now the authorities, they've either been threatened or told or brainwashed not to get involved in this. Come on. When the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, doesn't want to even, refuses to even examine what's in the chemtrail spraying, we're in trouble, believe me. Here, I got some more names. Chemtrail killers. The chemtrail communists. That could be taken either way. How about chemtrail spray stoppers? That's a good name for a group of people that want to get involved in this. And hey, you know, with tweeting, you can tweet, you can retweet, and you can do it as many times as you want. And it doesn't really cost anything. But we got to get our president to listen to this and write the executive order. I mean, that seems to be his best talent, writing executive orders. And with one executive order, he could stop this insanity with the chemtrails. The mind control thing that's going on, that's not going to stop that easy, but we need to start being aware of it, you know. And we need to start paying attention. When someone says they're hearing voices, we should realize that person is being mind controlled. It's not their imagination, you know? And then we should look into the matter. Well, so much for that. Hey, if you don't have the call-in number, it's 888-627-6008. How about that? For a call-in number. I don't know. Probably get all kinds of weird things connected with those numbers. 888-627-6008. Yeah. 8 is an unusual number. Turned sideways, it's infinity. How about that? The symbol for infinity. Well, let me tell you, there's been a lot of talk about Antarctica. Here, we need to connect the dots again, you know. And already they're finding things down there, and already there's talk about, well, only a small portion of what's been found, even though a lot of it's being published on the Internet, will be revealed to the general public by regular media, you know. And you know, the same nonsense as always, keeping the public in the dark. I mean, we're talking about, you know, they found flying saucers there, they found the conehead creatures. It's on the Internet, it's all over the place. But these are important things that we all need to start talking about. And we need to start tweaking our representatives, and like I mentioned many times, Ross Perot, when he ran for president back in the last century, it's been that long now, he said the American people need to start acting like the bosses, and that's what I'm following down that path, and just reminding everybody, we need to start asking for everything and acting like bosses, including telling the president what we want him to do. Write that executive order. Stop this stupid insanity of spraying poison on the population. Well, let me tell you another reason why I have this radio show, just in case anybody forgot. And I'm not going to mention it too much now because 2017, but part of the show is I started early. I'm running for president of the United States in 2020. Yeah. Same reason I ran in the last election. I'm running as a writing candidate, which is the low-cost way of doing it. And I have the best reason for running for president. I'm a solution person. I know everything going on in the world, all the secret projects. I can't bother to talk about them on here because, all of them, because there's that many. But I'm aware of them. And I'm great at solving problems. And the solution to every problem is strategy. And I have a formula for solving problems. It's simple for me. I ask the key questions, the answers to the key questions tell me the path to solving the problem. It works for me. It may not work for you, but it works for me. And that's what makes me a solution wizard. And that's enough reason to be able to claim to be the most qualified person to be the president of the United States. I mean, the amount of time Mr. Trump, President Trump, has been in office already, all the problems would be being addressed already. Let me speak as a real leader here. When I met with the military people, I'd have the instructions ready what they want to do, what I want them to do, and how I want them to go about doing it. We'd be already making ground with the terrorists because to beat them, you have to use unusual strategies. I've got a whole mess in them. I was advertising in last election. Nobody bothered to get in touch with me. And while we're talking about getting in touch with me, I want people to get in touch with me that have something to bring to the table, like I'm bringing to the table. I'm bringing a lot to the table. But in order to get in touch with me, no, you don't email me. And no, you don't text me. What you do is go to the radio, my radio show listing, press the icon for other website. It will take you to my 2016 presidential website. There's two ways I insist that people contact me, because my life is not an open book. When I become the president of the United States, it'll change, of course. But even though I'm running for president, no, my life is not an open book. So when you click on the icon on the radio show listing for me, they have the show, Connect the Dots, and there's my name to the right. Click on my name, and then you'll have other links to get to me. Press the icon, my other website. I have the 2020 website up already, but there's really nothing on there because it's too early. So while the 2016 website is still running, it'll be running until July, I have important information there. If you look on the menu bar, it says donate button. Well, there's the physical address that you can mail me a letter, because that's about the safest way to do things nowadays, is important information. If you don't, you know, you want to keep it private, put it in a letter, because the secret world government doesn't have enough people to open up everybody's mail, all right? Of course, the easier way, press the contact button, and there you have my cell phone number. And you can call and leave a message. Do not take that number and text me, please. I hate texts. You're wasting my precious time. If you don't have the intelligence to call and leave a message and leave a callback phone number, well, you know, you probably shouldn't be contacting me. But that's it. I do return calls, and that's how I work. I work through a phone. My phone usually isn't on. Sometimes you might be lucky and get me, so you probably have to leave a message and just say, hi, this is so-and-so. I'd like to get in touch with you. Here's what I'm bringing to the table, whatever you want to say, and then just leave your number, and I'll call you back. And that'll be pretty private, all right? Because it still takes a court order to be able to tap somebody's phone, and there's no reason to tap my phone. Maybe yours is already tapped, but if that's the case, you know your phone's tapped, don't call me then. Don't leave me your phone number to call back. Write me, all right? And we'll figure out some way of doing it, because that's it. My life is a private life, and I find it's best to keep my cards close to my body. You know, I don't play my cards unless I need to. And life is a game of cards. In fact, I've got, well, that's one of the cool songs I have on my CD. It's called Ain't No Justice. And it mentions it, you know. Relates to card games and playing out your hand. Because that's an important point of life, to play out your hand correctly. Because, you know, like in a game of cards, you show your hands to the other players, boy, you're just giving the game away. And so I keep a lot of personal things personal to myself, and everybody else ought to start getting into that, because there's too much public information about everybody out there. And it's not good for human behavior to have too much information out there. You know, and the people who monitor this are unscrupulous. If you're out there monitoring what the general public is doing, unless you're monitoring real spies or real terrorists, you're violating people's privacy, and you're a despicable person in many ways. But the citizens of this world are making it too easy, especially the ones with the free energy machines, you know. You got to keep a lot of that information a little closer, keep it a little more private, because we know the big energy companies don't want the free energy machines out there, and I've been looking at them recently. I went on the internet to see who was selling what. And there's a lot of interesting information, but I believe that the ETs have offered us easier free energy than a lot of these magnetic things that people have been putting together. I found a few discoveries myself relating to magnets and free energy and other types of motion. But with all these people out there, why don't we have the products out there? Well, you know, there's a lot of problems. Like I said, you can't just go and public advertise this, because if you start getting too popular, the big guys will find a way to shut you down somehow. Now, I wish some, tell your friends, if they have a good free energy machine that can be put into a car and we can start driving our cars on free energy machines, just so happens, I know one of the most intelligent automobile person on the planet, I'd say. You know, just by chance you meet these people. This guy, for a hobby, he makes these things by himself, no help. He makes six-wheel drive vehicles for a hobby. He gets the frame, he puts, changes the whole, you know, everything that needs to be changed to turn a regular chassis into a six-wheel drive vehicle. And he does this by himself. This guy is a genius when it comes to automotive work. So if anybody out there has a real machine that can be put into a car and hooked up with gears and stuff, contact me. I've just explained how to contact me. You got to go on the radio show, look up 10 o'clock Pacific time Saturday, and then click on my name, then click on the icon for my other website. Takes you to my 2016 presidential run, and then you find my mailing address by clicking on the donate button, and you also, if you click the contact button, you'll find out my cell phone number, which you can leave a message on, and I call people back. And more people need to start using the phone, really. Because when you don't use the phone, you just text people and email them, you forget, you know, you're becoming less and less proficient in having conversations with strangers. And to be able to talk to strangers is an important part of life, you know. It sickens me when I go down the street and I see two young people, both with their cell phones out, texting other people and not communicating with themselves. What kind of insanity is this? You have no social skills, even talk to your friend. I see it going on in diners too. Everybody's at the table, instead of talking to themselves, they're on their cell phones communicating with other people. Well, that's so unsocial. It's unbelievable. You know, it's bad. It's a bad routine for the human race. Of course, world controllers love this because they can control you through your cell phone. You know, you won't be discussing things with your friends, and that's why tell your friends to listen to the show, because I'm talking about real things, and we should all be talking about these things, not just texting each other about them, but having personal conversations about all these bad things that are happening. And it's not happening by chance. All the bad things happening in this world are being done on purpose. And when you add it all up, it's world control, it's mind control, it's the note creatures taking over our world. That's right, the note creatures. It's got nothing to do with music. It's the acronym I created, N-O-T-E, not of this earth creatures. Pass the word along. It'll get us all talking. Now, I just want to say that all the things I'm talking about, I address in my book. In fact, I've said it before, but I'll say it again just to remind everybody. My book, Connect the Dots Theory, that's where I got the name for the show. The purpose of the book is to enlighten people to start learning how to connect the dots for yourself. And I draw the connections that everything bad is happening, not just by chance. It's proof alone, and I redefine the word of proof. The old scientific, hard-nosed definition of what proof is, it's no good. It stifles the imagination, and it gives, like, it just is no good. I've expanded the definition to include other things. First of all, like, the intuition that a human being has. We have intuition. We have telepathic communication. And we can pick up on things that can't necessarily be scientifically proven, because our minds can extend into the other dimensions. Of course, you haven't been told that, because the world controllers don't want you to think that's the reality. They want you stuck in the physical world that you've been told is all there is. Well, it's not true. It's a big lie. We've all heard it since childbirth. We've all heard the excuses, you know, nobody came back from the afterlife to prove who was there. But that's a lie in itself, because there have been individuals who have come back from the afterlife. And there's a lot of communication, a lot of information about that out there. Now all we have to do is start looking for it. Start listening to late night radio shows like this one. There's other shows out there, but I'm claiming I'm revealing more knowledge than any of the other radio shows, because I've wrapped it up and I've connected it all in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It talks about everything, basically, that you hear people talking about on these other shows. Not everything, but almost everything. For instance, I don't talk about Bigfoot because I'm not an expert on it, but I've heard plenty of information about it, and I've got my own ideas on it. And I believe that we could find out where these creatures are going when they disappear if we just made the electronic devices that could pick up beyond what our vision can't. And I have a good enough understanding about frequencies, electronics, video, the parameters of human vision. I have enough knowledge about that to tell any qualified person who knows how to make new electronic creations how to assemble a machine that'll help us look into the invisible realms. It is possible. If I can just envision it, well, then it should be possible to do it physically. But that's who I am. I'm the inventor. I'm the thinker. I'm the thinking outside of the box person. I can envision the final product and re-engineer it from back. But I'm not going to do the physical work myself, because I'm not going to spend the years of technical know-how of how to do that. It's too tedious. It's not for me. But there's plenty of people out there that have the intelligence to follow instructions of how to put part A to part B and make these things. Again, I'm asking people, contact me. And you can always play back this show, re-listen to it, and get the explanation of how to contact me. I'm very easy to contact, but you got to do it my way, because I am not going to make my life an open book. For security reasons, for starters. If you want to do that, that leave your life an open book, fine. But for security reasons, and the fact that I'm running for president again in 2020, I don't want anyone knowing what my private life is or what direction I'm walking in down the street. Because that's the way I want it. That's to my benefit, and that's how I run my life. What's beneficial to me, not what other people would like me to do. So the reason I promote my book is because it will enlighten anyone who reads it, and it will connect the dot and explain to many people. Most people are experts only in one or two products, specialty areas rather. And I'm kind of like an expert in a lot of areas, and has helped me connect many things. I list 39 ongoing conspiracies against the common man, you know, the 99 percenters. Well, there's 39 ongoing ones now that I list. Of course, there's a lot more than 39. And as I say in my book, you got to draw the line somewhere, and that's where I stop. Why? Just intuition told me I'll stop at 39. Because I didn't want to make the whole book about conspiracies. In fact, you probably could write 10 books about all the ongoing conspiracy and get to the fine points. But I just wanted to list them, and when you find one you don't know about, you can do your own investigation to find out the details. Of course, I added my own special metaphysical bits of information to the 9/11 fiasco that the government still wants to try to tell us it was what they told us originally. Of course, that's not true. It's been proven not true. But I added another missing piece to the puzzle, the metaphysical one. It's in my book. Here's another thing that's in my book. The thing about shapes, things called obelisks, well, you need to find out what they can do, and shapes, and about the displaying of shapes, which brings to point a very important thing. And, see, I take notice of these things, but you're not even going to notice them if you don't take the time to educate yourself, like some of the things that I found out about shapes and the displaying of shapes. Well, you might have seen this on the TV because there's been a lot of news coverage about President Trump. And there's two specific things I've noticed that are, it's the world control groups. They use certain symbology or symbols displayed in a certain way to let us know that they have control of this situation. And some of the things are real common. You know, here we have on the TV President Trump giving away awarding medals to service people, I believe. I'm not sure with the veterans or whom it was. But I remember where the camera is focusing, there's an upside-down five-pointed star right to the side of the president. Now, everybody knows, basically, that stars are normally pointed upwards, with the fifth point pointing straight up. And most people are familiar with that. When you take a star and point it downwards, that's the symbol that's connected with demonology and evil. Now, I thought that was like, you know, how come nobody noticed that? But I noticed it. And I don't believe that star should have been pointed upside down. And I believe it's the flag waving of the demonic beings that have control over governments. And then just the other day, we have President Trump talking, and to the side of him is the emblem for NATO. I don't know if you're familiar. It's basically, we could call it a four-pointed star with kind of like representing the directions, you know, up, down, left, right, displayed like that. But while the president's talking, somehow, whether it was on purpose, and I believe it was, that symbol for NATO, which is a four-pointed star going up and down, east and west, was at a 45-degree angle, which I call Mark of the False Gods, or the world controllers. And I talk about that in my book, under a chapter called Marks of the False Gods. And so are obelisks connected to the false gods and the world controllers from way back when. And they're still using this, and I've mentioned it already. World's tallest obelisk is in Washington, D.C. the layout of the city. Is the city marked out 45 degrees out of kilter with the true directions? These are signs of control by the false gods in ancient time, which mutated into the world controllers of today. This is, you know, you can't ignore this. And then if you investigate pyramids, all obelisks have pyramids on top. Pyramids are receivers and amplifiers of energy. So there's your perfect understanding that the you should be able to connect the dots, and I do in my book, that the idea of controlling the American government was from the outlay of Washington, D.C. before the government moved there. And how convenient was then to put the world's tallest obelisk in the center of all that, where they can broadcast a mind-numbing frequency out of that. And, you know, we can't see the frequencies being broadcasted through the air, but we could invent the electronic tools that would help us see these things. Again, if you are into electronics and know how to make these things be inventive, you need to contact me so we can make these machines so we can detect what is going on, you know? I find it awfully strange that there are no availability of frequency meters out there, because understanding what frequencies are being broadcasted through the air is an important point for our safety, because certain frequencies are detrimental to our health. And, you know, the opposition, the anti-human opposition, knows about this, and they're using it on us, whether we like it or not. And this is our national security problems. Of course, the National Security Agency, unfortunately, is being used like a pack of hunting dogs barking up the wrong tree. I mean, that's the best analogy I can come up with, you know? But, you know, again, that's why I should be the President of the United States, because I'd be dealing with these things. And they're, you know, talk about draining the swamp. How about let's find out where your allegiance is if you're in a government agency. Are you serving mankind, or are you serving the no creatures, the not of this earth creatures? And once we start looking, it wouldn't be hard to find out who's really has the interests of man and who doesn't. And of course, the world controllers have no interest in mankind except for slave labor, you know? And let's connect the dots more. I talk about this in my book, you know? That's why I wrote the book, so people who want the truth would buy the book and see the road map that I have carved out for people to go on their own journey. You know, it's like, that's why I created the book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's available everywhere. You know, instead of upgrading to a more expensive cell phone, take the $20-$25 and get yourself a copy and become an educated person and join those of us who want to seek the truth, who can find the truth, and then who can use that knowledge to help break the chains that are controlling the human race. Because the menu is out there, my dear friends. The menu is out there. It's on the agenda to lower the population down to 500 million. The Masons put those stones up in Georgia. So we know they're controlled by the world-controlled people, too. And the only reason they would put stones... put it in stone somewhere in the United States that we want the world is because that's what they want, the world population to go down to 500 million, which means killing off 99.5% population. And if you're as an informed person, I am, they have the weapons to do this in less than a day. They're just waiting for the command to make it happen, you know? And it's on the agenda. It's going to happen. And before they do that final one-hour killing, they're going to throw everything else at us. And they're doing it already. Chemtrails every day. other bad things every day, killing off species, killing off plant life, and altering our DNA. I mean, that's part of the chemtrail program, too. They got DNA, insect DNA in there. So what are they planning to turn us into, insects? Or at least the hive mentality of the insect, so we can be obedient servants for when the artificial intelligence tells us what to do. In fact, that's another thing people ought to be aware of. You better be careful when you go on the internet looking up people's names and stuff like that, you know, because I just happen, I'm just like anybody else too. I thought, well, let me just look up an old friend and see if they're still alive. Well, I did it one day, and it was an interesting thing. Unfortunately, this person had just got arrested for something, offense, and a motor vehicle offense or something, and it was listed on the internet. It was the person that had, this person had an unusual name, and so there's probably only one person with that name, and couldn't believe it. I'm looking for them, and the first thing pops up, this person was just arrested last week for a motor vehicle offense. Or last month or something like that. What? So I go back, I have some more time the next day. And when I go back the next day, not only what I originally found, but there was five other statements on the internet with this person's name. And it's asking questions like, what else did this person do? How long has this person been doing this? And so with the machines, the artificial intelligence of the machines, They can take anything that anybody looks up, and they can extrapolate on it and just make up a false history and take it to no end. And this is like where we're at. And this is the problem that artificial intelligence creates. They start thinking, artificial intelligence starts thinking on its own. You have that with your own PC, you know, it's trying to think for you. You start spelling a word, and it wants to tell you what it thinks, where it thinks you're going. Well, sometimes it's right and other times it's wrong, but, you know, there's a lot of misinformation being put out there by artificial intelligence. And, of course, there's misinformation by people who get paid to put out information, too. But these are things we need to be concerned about, because false realities are being created by the artificial intelligences. And they can't be trusted, really. You know, just like people can't be trusted. That brings me to another thing. You know, I'm tired of people hearing us about it. Yeah, we know we live in the greatest country. We know the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is great. But at the same time, like I say in my theory, because mankind never prepares for the taking down of all these great systems we came up with, they eventually get sabotaged and compromised. And that's where we're at today. Republic systems don't work anymore because all the loopholes have been found, and the world controllers get in there and they use mind control. Bribery is mind control too, and intimidation is mind control, and they use all, you know, the obvious ones and the high-tech ones, and they gain control of the representatives. So we're at the point where representative government doesn't work. That's fine. I don't even have to explain it. We know, just look at the U.S. Congress. We don't have to go beyond that. These people are, you know, they're like brain dead. They don't respond to what the people want. They don't even know what the people want. They're so mind controlled, they don't even know they're mind controlled. And they don't represent, you know, they were, the original system, they were supposed to represent the public. But we know the system has been so compromised and sabotaged, it doesn't work. So let's talk a real conversation, like I say. You know, representative governments do not work too well anymore, especially at the high level. You know, it might work in your small town of 100 people. And even then, I've talked to city council people and tried to put forth good plans that would be cost-effective than what they had in mind. And the first thing I found out, you know, was there's always a couple of jerks on the city council that don't want reality. They don't want good things for the people. They want their friends to get the money contract to waste the taxpayers' money so they can get a kickback. We know this goes on. I don't have to prove it. It's everywhere. So let's talk a real conversation from this point on. Representative governments no longer work. Maybe they never did, who knows, but only have worked in a few oddball situations. So, you know, it's too bad that I didn't get elected president, because I'd be advocating it already. You know, of course, it's a rough deal to put through the Congress to get these people to put themselves out of a job, because they like their job. You know, they don't really have to do anything for you. All they have to do is pay some attention to the people that are dropping the money at your feet. We know this is how it is. And there's a few good people that are honest and want to do something, but they're in the majority. So whatever they do, it's like it's going nowhere. That's why no good bills ever get put forth on the floor. And those laws are ridiculous, too. You know, hey, I connect the dots. That's why I wrote the book, because I'm good at connecting dots, and you need to start connecting dots, too. I can't believe this last election. There must have been 100 independent candidates running, and just about everybody voted for the Democrats and Republicans. Well, haven't you connected the dots yet? The Democrats and Republicans, you know, don't do things for the general public. They do things for the lobbyists and their friends. But you went out and voted for the same groups that have let you down time and time again. You know, I don't know. Is everybody brain dead? I mean, come on. That's what connecting the dots is all about. Realizing that you're just wasting your vote. It's the exact opposite of what they tell you. Oh, don't vote for a third party, you're wasting your vote. No, you're wasting your vote voting for a Democrat or Republican, because the political parties have sold out. They've sold you out. And it's just a big sham that's owned by the corporations and the globalists and anybody else who has a lot of money. And, you know, in 2020, if we make it to that election, because, you know, the world agenda by the globalists, they want to eventually, get rid of our so-called democratic system. It's really not democratic. It's a republic. And in a republic, I've said this before, I'll say it again, the representatives have all the power, and if they make up their mind that they want to serve the lobbyists over the people, there's nothing we can do about it. So, you know, I'm speaking the truth here. You know, I'm an advocate for moving to a referendum-type government, because even the globalists, the world control people, and the mind-controlling ETs cannot control everybody's mind and cannot, bribe everybody or intimidate everybody to see it their way. So the only way to move beyond where we're stuck in this logjam here, perfect example is the U.S. Congress. It is a logjam. It's like an overplayed game of tic-tac-toe. All the moves are known, and nobody ever wins anymore. Because that's how it is. And that's the way the globalists want it. They want America to just fall apart. And they've got a perfect system. They got a federal government totally under their control. And remember, bribery is a form of mind control. And the Washington Monument, world's largest obelisk, that's a mind control device too. You know, they just have to broadcast the frequencies that keep people's minds like cluttered and foggy, and they'll never come up with any good ideas. That's where we're at. So referendum government is really the only way out of this, you know, where large amounts of people have to make the decision as what's going to become law or not. And talk about laws, that's my personal message to the U.S. Congress. Somebody ought to tell them, hey, there's a guy running for president of the United States in 2020. He wants to tell you guys ahead of time, start changing the laws for the betterment of the people. Get rid of all these ridiculous laws, because that's what you're supposed to be doing. Making good laws that benefit everybody and get rid of the bad ones that are only good for the rich people. Don't you people in Washington have a conscience? Don't you see that you have the, you, the politicians, have destroyed America? Sure, you're under mind control by the globalists, but, you know, you're the ones who have the authority to stop this. Which reminds me, authoritative and chain of command structures. All the chain of command structures in the world are being used against the general public. And at this point in time, we need some laws that provide for to have opportunities where we don't have to listen to chain of command structures. And we have to make it easy for us to ignore them. We have to have some kind of procedures in place. Well, you know, when chain of command structures give ridiculous orders, they don't have to be followed. And those orders are coming down the pike because that's part of the control plan. They're going to create a false flag scenario. Man, this is so predictable. All you have to do is, as the old saying goes, put on your thinking caps. We've seen it done before. 9/11 was false flag operation. No way dumb terrorists ever could have pulled that off. You know, they were put out for the scapegoat, just like Oswald was put out for the scapegoat. It was planned that he was going to be the scapegoat for Kennedy's killing. You know, all the information came out later. Well, you know, same thing with 9/11. You know, terrorists were going to be the scapegoats until people started doing their own investigation, and we found out the whole thing was another false flag sham. And of course, when we look into the history of false flag operations, going after down through history, it's been happening. And this is what they have planned. They're going to do some more false flag operations here in the United States, and then they're going to use that as an excuse for martial law, and then they're going to start ordering people around and giving you all ridiculous orders. And all of you sheeple that have already been turned into sheeple, you're foolish, so you're going to obey these chain of command structures. Except they're going to be marching you to the death camp. And that's what the FEMA camps are. The real work for them is the death camps. They're going to do it just like the Nazis did. Except they don't have to hook up gas and put you in the room to gas you. They can do it with high-tech machines. All they have to do is get you caged within the fence area, which I hear it has barbed wire around it already, and they'll just, I don't know, microwave you to death or something similar. And, boy, millions are going to go that way. And, of course, before, you know, they're going to use other energy weapons and kill people. And like I said, they have the technology to pull out the heavy machinery and kill everybody in less than an hour. This is what's on the menu, and that's why we need exceptions to chain of command structures, because they're going to fully control the ones at the top. You know, our President Trump, many people have thought of him, well, he's an independent, you know. Well, let me tell you something, what I've seen already, he's slowly being controlled, you know, and they're going to get to him eventually to where he's fully controlled. And they'll get him to write the executive order, okay, it's martial law for your own good. And then all the other stupid orders are going to come out, and they're all going to tell you to do all the wrong things, and if you're dumb enough to listen to mind control chain of command structures, you know, you're going to be marched off to the death camps, the FEMA camps, or any other place they tell you to go. What else are they going to do? They're going to force you to take vaccines whether you want them or not, and they'll give you a choice. Well, you're either going to take the vaccine or we're going to shoot you here. This is where it's going. If you can't see this, you are blind. You're living in a make-believe dream world. And don't think it can't happen here, because the power of mind control is way beyond the comprehension of most people. You know, the Germans were working on this. It never gets talked about. You know why? Because when the Nazis were, the regime was brought down over in Germany, all the mind control people that were working for the Nazis were brought in here on secret projects. So the Nazis are some of the cockroaches hiding in the wall over here in America now. And we've milked them for all their knowledge, and then we've milked the ETs for their knowledge of mind control. And that's why we let them, that was part of the bargain, I think, with the technologies from the ETs. Yeah, we'll allow you to do the cattle mutilations, and I'm no expert on it, but other people may have investigated and got some inside information. I think the certain ET groups, they need to mix the blood of the cattle with some other kind of powder, and that's their food nutrient. And of course, in my book, I have what I call the blood conspiracy. That's why you need to write my book. Do you ever wonder where all the blood goes? You get blood tests all the time, you know. What do they do with the blood? Blood's a valuable thing. I don't think they're just throwing it in the garbage. They're either selling it to the ETs for more knowledge, or they just give it to them just for the hell of it, as part of the bargain. You know, thousands of people get killed in disappear in national parks. Well, there you go. That's probably another agreement we have with the ETs. Well, you can abduct people from national parks as many as you want. Well, you know, nobody will know because it happens in the wilderness of national park. These are serious things, people, you know. I don't think I have time for a joke tonight, but next week I'm going to make it an effort to tell a joke or two, because the time is running out on this show, and whoever is still listening, you need to tell your friends, you know, I'm talking about, this is reality. We need to address the issues, and we need to do it as citizens and individuals, because, like I said, people can't be trusted, and just about everybody in high places now can't be trusted. And chain of command structures are going to be our downfall, because the enemies, the globalists, are going to use these chain of command structures to get rid of most of us and to order us to do all the wrong things. And it's happening already. Come on, state of California forcing parents to have their kids vaccinated. That's just the beginning. Eventually, they'll be passing laws. Everyone has to get vaccinated. And if you look into the vaccines, it's just a stupid program. You know, it does more harm than it does good, and there's no need for vaccines. And I'll argue that point with anybody, any day, any time, any place. You know? I dare some of these so-called phony scientists to call up their show. Boy, I'll give them the lecture they never imagined. Because I'm an educated person. I know about health care. I know about nonsense, and I know about BS. And they're not going to put anything over on me. But unfortunately, too many people are gullible, and that's how the people are being turned into sheeple, through chain of command structures, so-called authorities, who are really just mind-controlled robots for the world controllers. Well, anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. You're going to be hearing my theme music coming on, which is the and guitar solo to one of my recordings I did a number of years ago. But, like I said, I have my new CD out now. And the way to buy it is, I've explained it. You mail to my mailing address, $10. It really costs you nothing, because when I mail you the CD, you'll get a receipt that it was a political donation, so you can take it off next year's taxes. So after my theme music plays, I've instructed the engineer to play the first song and the last song of my 23-song CD titled Songs Better Than Dylan, because the songs are. And if you forward that $10 to get yourself a copy, you'll not only be helping my presidential campaign, but you'll be getting an education with this CD, because I got the biggest collection of philosophic songs any single songwriter ever put together on one CD. And I'm not just saying that because I want to brag, and I have a right to brag because I have that collection. It's because it's the truth. And so I'm going to do a countdown now. It's going to be the guitar solo, which is my theme song at the end. And then there's going to be the first song and the last song of my new CD titled Songs Better Than Dylan. I hope this inspires some of you to send the money to my mailing address and find out my mailing address by looking up my show, Connect the Dots. Click on my name, click on to my other presidential website from 2016, and mailing address to hit the donate button. Check the money order. When the money is cleared, you'll get your CD in the mail with a receipt for a political donation, $10. It's nothing. Drop in the bucket, and then you'll get your $10 back when you do your taxes. Mr. Engineer, let me count you down so I can hear that song. And everybody, tune in. Tell your friends to tune in next Saturday because I claim I'm the only person with the guts to talk the truth about these harsh realities that are coming our way, whether we like it or not. So we better do what we can to make our own justice and survive. Here it goes. 10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4. Next Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time, connect the dots. 3, 2, 1.
I don't want to be just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. One note, I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by, now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. Slave. I don't want a job, don't in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. All in all, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by, now stop to look cause I caught their eye.
Time for one.
Time for one? Well, if that's the case, I'll play one more song. Let me see. Okay. The name of this song is It's Time to Move On, which is kind of appropriate after all I'm done with it. I wrote that song specially for this moment when he would tell me this one song. So it always seems to me, so it always seems to be, oh, the minute that you get things right, it's time to move on. You know a song can catch your ear, or even bring a cheer, when you think about who loves you now. These feelings of happiness, we want to make them last, but surely they will pass as time moves on. So So it always seems to be. So it always seems to me. Oh, the minute that you get things right, it's time to move on. Good friends have come and gone. New friends will come and go. We've loved each other, you know. Think about those good old days and the words of purple haze. It could be your childhood dream or a love affair. So it always seems to be. So it always seems to me. Oh, the minute that you get things right, it's time to move on.